This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's, I want to say, a guy that we've gotten to know over the last few years, Mike. And when he got here, you know, we were like, okay, what is Foye Aluikun's role going to be? He's turned into a hell of a player. He's now a starter on this team, and he's having a really good year. And he joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. Foye, it's good to have you back on, brother. Congratulations on another win last week in Miami. I know you guys are focused on Carolina, but can we start first with last week and some of the things you guys are doing? Because, you know, you guys are making plays. I know there are some plays that you guys leave out there and you want to make, but talk about where the defense is right now, because we've been seeing this defense come along under Dean Pease.
Yeah, you know, we definitely put a lot of good stuff on the field. As you said, you know, we're definitely looking to clean up the stuff that we break down on. You know, playing a full game of football, so if we play fully four quarters clean, we can definitely be dominant. But that's what we see, is that we have glimpses where we can be a dominant defense. We want to get to that.
And now you've been in the league for a number of years, and you're having a monster season. How difficult, or was it not so difficult for you, as far as the changes in defense when Dean Pease came to town and his scheme?
There's definitely I wouldn't say a learning curve, but an adjustment. Just because you kind of got to get out of the habits of some old stuff that, you know, I was ingrained to doing for 3 years. Now it's like a new coach might have a similar call. They're like, oh, it's like that. But you're literally doing something a little different, little nuances of the defense. So that's probably the hardest part. But when we learn something totally new, you know, we're all sponges trying to learn as quickly as possible. Because, you know, when we do it right and it looks clean, it's a beautiful thing on film.
So what do you scream when you get a pick? What's the word you scream? Pick! What do you scream out?
I start running. They can scream. They can scream. I gotta work on my breathing, because I only learned how to run 40 yards. So once I learn how to run 60, it's a wrap.
I was gonna say, yeah, it's like when you go to the combine. I mean, your 40 time is one thing, but I mean, you're right. It's only so many yards you got to cover. Now, we were in the stands for the game. Crowd that was like, oh dang, but it was a big. Now, what was something like that? Is it simply reflex, or I mean, were you expecting something coming your way?
I thought he was going to go for the check down. I had kind of, there was an over route by the tight end that me and Debo were kind of circling or surrounding. Then when he felt the pressure, I saw him looking at the check down, so I started to break on it. Then when he overthrew it, I was just around the ball. You got to obviously be able to catch the ball, but, you know, it was a good job by the defensive line to get there, and I just capitalized on the overthrow.
Yeah, it was a good play, man. I mean, it was a big one as well. Anytime you can get takeaways, you know how that plays into the role of the outcomes of football games. It's Foye Aluikun, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. All right, so let's fast forward and talk about, you know, what's going on with Carolina. What are you seeing on film with this offense without Christian McCaffrey? But it kind of seems, Foye, they've been without this guy.
Yeah, I mean, they were without him for a large part of the last year, too. So, I mean, they were able to put up some pretty good numbers in games last year, so. You know, they find ways to kind of utilize people to fill in his role. You know, we don't want him to get clicking at the wrong time against us. So, you know, they're a very capable football team. He's got to play our game and play well.
Hey, man, I know that we just talked about Dean Pease and, you know, your growth in the NFL. There were some really cool comments a couple of weeks ago. I think it was around the Jets game that Grady Jarrett said, quote, to be able to see the growth of Foye has been amazing. I've been a teammate with him since he got here, just to see how he's evolved as a player, a leader, a commander of the defense. He says that sooner or later the rest of the league is going to hear about you. How does that make you feel coming from Grady?
You know, it's definitely one thing I play for, is respect my teammates and then peers around the league. And my coaches. So, you know, a guy with his caliber saying that, it definitely meant a lot to see. But I definitely got to keep playing and keep improving to making sure that, you know, that respect is earned, never given.
Yeah. And you know, you talk about earned. What have you been doing to feel like your game is improving? I mean, what do you feel like you've gotten better at that has put you in this position? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, things that you feel like, all right, you know what, I was doing that well, but I'm even doing it better now.
Things I'm doing better now. Play recognition, for one.
What recognition?
Runs and stuff. Play recognition and certain
recognition.
Runs and stuff.
Okay.
That way I'm able to be around the ball. I think just being around the ball, I've been around the ball more this year. That's why I'm able to kind of have a bigger number of tackles so far. But there's definitely things I could do better, you know, make bigger splash plays, you know, like in the backfield on some plays. Once I recognize how our D-line is playing within a call, how our coverage is fitting within a call, then I could be around the ball even more.
Grady, Jared is a big fan. We're big fans. Foye Luikin's with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline live right off the practice field at Falcons practice. I know that we talked a lot about other players. We haven't had you on in a while. So what do you think of Arthur Smith, and how do you like where this team is going? It seems getting better each week.
I like how the kind of personality he brings to the team. The team kind of takes the personality of your coaches. So you can tell he's a gritty guy. He's always pushing for the best out of us, always trying to pull the best out of us, keeping everybody accountable. No matter how good of a game he played, if you did something wrong, you're going to hear about it. He's going to let you know about it. Sometimes in front of the whole team. So, you know, you got to have some humility, no entitlement on the team. I think that's a good thing for us moving forward, everybody kind of having that desire to get better no matter what they do out there.
Was it different in the previous regime in that sense?
They're just a little different about it. They kind of went about it differently. I said Coach Smith is definitely more blunt, and the other guys, you know, definitely work with it, trying to get to know you, find what motivates you to get better. Coach Smith is going to put it on you, you know, however he wants you to hear it. So I feel like you got to kind of have thicker skin under Coach Smith, but I think it's a good thing for guys who have been told they're good their whole lives, and, you know, we're the best of the best, to really understand there's another place for us to go.
You got me thinking about movies. You're not that good, son. You know?
I respect it, my dad. I respect it a lot.
It's awesome. Foye Luikin. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was also Carl, and I always think of Men in Black. The best of the best of the best, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Foye is with us, and I know you don't want to give bulletin board material, but Carl talked about McCaffrey. It's a team which they're having their own issues right now. But I mean, are you more aggressive, or you continue to do what they've asked you to do this week?
What do you mean? Are we more aggressive? Like,
are you going to be more? Yeah, you'll be more aggressive with some of the things you're going to try to do defensively against Carolina.
I don't really want to give you the game. So, I mean, we have.
spill it, spill it.
Basically, doing what Coach P said. You got to ask Coach P about that. But I think we have called up help us be successful for this week in this game plan. There's a team that, you know, we've seen how they played last year. So, you know, I wouldn't say we know what they're doing, but we're familiar with what they're doing, and hopefully we're able to use that and play faster.
Gotcha.
Speaking of Dean Pees, how hard is this system, just generally speaking? I don't know, Foye, I know you obviously hit new, you know, you were in DQ system, but just generally speaking, do you think the language and picking it up overall has been more difficult? It's been fairly easy. Now, I know where you went to school, so maybe if you say easy, you might, you know. But I'm just saying, everybody talks about the nuances of this system. Do you think it's overly difficult?
It might depend on how you learn. I think that when you're able to compartmentalize stuff, it's easy to learn exactly what you're doing. But I think it's the how you're doing each thing when you see different formations and different, you know, plays. That's what the hard part of learning a new defense is. But in terms of getting to a spot or, you know, fitting a gap, that's always going to be easy. It's like X's and O's and filling in like a puzzle. But when they throw some new stuff at you, being able to rely on your principles may change a little bit depending on the play. So I think that's going to be hard with whatever defense that you're learning.
It also seems like if we started the season now, we maybe beat the Eagles, maybe beat Washington. It just seems like there was a learning curve. And again, we flipped the roster. It seemed like a lot of new faces, which had to figure this out along with those rookies. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Yeah. Just getting everybody on the same page, I think, was a big thing for us. And if we're all playing on the same page and we're playing cleaner football, we definitely do a lot better.
Yeah, I think we all could agree with that. There's no doubt. It's Foye Luikin joining us. Let's talk about the other unicorn on the other side of the ball, man, that guy Kyle Pitts.
yeah.
I know you guys saw him in camp. You know, you're not going full bore every day against him, but you get a chance to see him up close and personal. What makes this kid special?
It's his desire to get better every day, and I think his humility and I think coaches are on him to in order for him to push him to get better and become a great player that he can be. And he takes it all in stride, no matter what coaching point it is. You know, I feel like they're hard on him, but I think that he takes it all, and he knows that everybody's trying to get him as a better player. He listens to vets. He asks defensive players, you know, how they're playing them, what they're seeing from them and stuff. And we give him whatever advice, and he takes it and uses it game in, game out. He's getting better. So hopefully he continues this upward trend and becomes a player that he can be.
Were you doing the wow stuff with this guy, or are you beyond that now? Because you're a seasoned veteran. Or did you have some wow moments watching this guy in practice or on the field so far?
Wow. Oh, I mean, last game he had that one-handed catch. That was crazy. And he catches the ball in traffic real well. So, I mean, that's just great because you're expecting to get hit. And I know NFL, these guys aren't like college players. Like, it could be – I don't know if it's normal, but somebody, you know, kind of wince over the middle. He catches the ball and gets the first down so far. So I'm liking what I see out of him. I know he can get to an even better level of play. So I'm looking forward to it.
When you're dealing with quarterbacks that are struggling – like Sam Darnold, how much of a difference does it make when you have an extra split second to react to, you know, where he's going through with his reads and progressions without the confidence to make a precise decision? You know, he may be just, oh, I don't know if I'm going to go there. I don't know if I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
Does that help you?
I think a quarterback of his caliber, you got to start the game off right to make him start going to that downward spiral, because if he starts the game off well, he's very capable of doing that. He's going to be hot. You're going to have all the confidence in the world. But if we're on them how we should be and we do what we need to do, then you can maybe see him, you know, continue, you know, having struggles. But I think he's a great quarterback. So if you let him have the success early, you're going to see him have success late. It's all about how we start the game.
Did you see Waddle? He almost stripped you. Did you see him? You didn't let him get you. You didn't let him get you.
I didn't see him. I felt him. I didn't see him. I was trying to find a jumbotron. It wasn't right in front of me, so I didn't know where it was.
Yeah.
And then kind of by the 20, I was hoping, but then, you know, I had flashbacks of Tyreek Hill punching it out. So once I felt any pressure on that right shoulder of mine, I just covered it up, went to the ground.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now because it's tough, Carl, because all the screens are in the corners at Hard Rock. So,
yeah.
If you're looking up, all you're seeing is the clock.
right. I couldn't find any visual of what's happening behind me.
Well, Foye, man, we appreciate you jumping on with us. You and Debo, linebacking core, y'all are playing well, man. Keep it up. Let's go get another W on Sunday, and thanks for stopping by, Dukes and Bell. Appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.